I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. It's lovely to share my island mornings with you through the podcast, and I've been in a bit of a daily rhythm, especially in support of my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are, Zen Reflections of a Globetrotting Nomad, which is available now at zentaobooks.com in ebook format. And if you enjoy the podcast, your support of the art is really appreciated. It helps me to keep the podcast commercial free and to create more art. So thank you so much for your kind support. And in this daily format, it sometimes happens that nothing is arising to share. So on mornings like today, I don't have a specific message that is in heart to share. Instead, it's going to be a spontaneous discovery with you. So what I'd like to do is share an excerpt from the book, Finding Freedom Where You Are, which I will find through randomly scrolling through the content. And the wonderful thing about the book is that it is arranged with a pointing and a perspective. So you're able to open the book at any point and get some Zen insights. And accompanying that, I'd also like to spontaneously share from Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj's book, I Am That. And I will also do a spontaneous scroll. And sometimes these messages end up being very aligned, sometimes they don't. So we'll find out together. So first, I'm going to scroll through the ebook, Finding Freedom Where You Are, and see where I land. And I have landed on page 22. And the pointing is, whatever you think is keeping you from being free, is keeping you from being free. Whatever you think is keeping you from being free is keeping you from being free. And the accompanying perspective is about a page. All of the perspectives are a page or less. And it is as follows. How would you respond if I ask you, what is keeping you from being free? I invite you to write down your response. So since we're in the podcast format, before going on with the reading, I just want to pause. Really take this question in your heart. What is keeping you from being free? And you might find that something naturally arises. Don't try to shift from that. Just either write it or recognize that message that is arising kind of in that spontaneous reflection. What is keeping you from being free? Okay, I'll continue. You might have written that it's a circumstance, relationship, or job, or it might be a past event or a future fear. Whatever it is, I invite you to close your eyes and imagine for a moment that a magic wand is wiping it all away. For this moment, suspend any thoughts about the possibility or impossibility of this action and just sit quietly with everything washed away. Right now, you are free. What is felt in the body? How do you feel? If you would describe your feeling as peaceful, that's wonderful. However, due to habit, your attention may immediately flow back to all that you feel is keeping you from being free. Recognize how attention to these thoughts makes you feel. Continue to practice releasing these thoughts. Let the thoughts flow through you. So there's a lot here. It's really about having this experience of, you know, what it would feel like to not have whatever it feels like is keeping you from being free. If that was gone, if that wasn't there, how would you feel? And you're able to experience that in the body. And that feeling is how you might term freedom, that experience that you feel when you're released from whatever it is that you feel is keeping you from being free. So this is just an activity to understand what that feeling is like. And then if that, whatever the, you know, the thought or the situation or, you know, future fear, whatever it is that might arise again, makes you feel or could make you feel trapped again. And so we see that it is the thought itself which is creating this feeling of either freedom or bondage. And so by releasing that thought, that thing that we think is keeping us from being free, we're actually able to be free. So we're experiencing the power of thought. When we're believing in that thought, it's making it very real and it's causing us to feel a certain way. But because we're able to do that, we're also able to release it. And in releasing of that thought or memory or fear, whatever it is, we immediately experience freedom. And so we're recognizing our opportunity. And the invitation here is that continue to practice releasing these thoughts. Just let the thoughts flow through you. You realize you're not the thought. You're that which is giving attention to the thought and making it real. So when you release that attention and you allow the thought to just flow through you, you're not caught up in the thought itself. You're free. So that is the, this particular pointing in the book and perspective, and it's showing us our great opportunity. And so we are able to experience freedom moment to moment. And it's through whether we're getting caught in the thoughts or whether we're free of it, whether we are of no mind or we're really feeling that we are the mind. Are we caught in the thought or do we recognize that we're the observer of thought? A lot here, I know. So I am going to follow that up with a scroll from dear Sri Nisargadatta and his very famous book, I Am That. And so I have that as an ebook as well. So I'm just going to scroll again. And let's see. I scrolled to chapter 98. Which is quite long. So I'm just going to read the beginning discussion, the first page. So the chapter is about freedom from self-identification. So Maharaj asks, can you sit on the floor? Do you need a pillow? Have you any questions to ask? Not that you need to ask. You can as well be quiet. To be, just be, is important. You need not ask anything, nor do anything. Such apparently lazy way of spending time is highly regarded in India. It means for the time being, you are free from the obsession with what's next. When you are not in a hurry and the mind is free from anxieties, it becomes quiet. And in the silence, something may be heard which is ordinarily too fine and subtle for perception. The mind must be open and quiet to see. What we are trying to do here is to bring our minds into the right state for understanding what is real. Wow, that's really beautiful. It's actually really ties in very well to the previous sharing from Finding Freedom Where You Are. Here, Maharaj is really inviting us to just sit quietly and to release all thoughts, to just be, which is a message that continues to arise for me this year. It's really beautiful. It means that for the time being, you are free from the obsession with what next. You're just in this moment. You're present. You're here now. And therefore, you're free. So then the questioner asks, how do we learn to cut out worries? Sri Maharaj says, you need not worry about your worries. Just be. Do not try to be quiet. Do not make being quiet into a task to be performed. Don't be restless about being quiet, miserable about being happy. Just be aware that you are, and remain aware. Don't say, yes, I am, what next? There is no next in I am. It is a timeless state. So then the questioner asks, if it is a timeless state, it will assert itself anyhow. Sri Maharaj says, you are what you are, timelessly, but of what use is it to you unless you know it and act on it? Your begging bowl may be of pure gold, but as long as you do not know it, you are a pauper. You must know your inner worth and trust it and express it in the daily sacrifice of desire and fear. Questioner asks, if I know myself, shall I not desire and fear? Sri Maharaj says, for some time, the mental habits may linger in spite of the new vision. The habit of the longing for the known past and fearing the unknown future. When you know these are the mind only, you can go beyond them. As long as you have all sorts of ideas about yourself, you know yourself through the mist of these ideas. To know yourself as you are, give up all ideas. You cannot imagine the taste of pure water. You can only discover it by abandoning all flavors. As long as you are interested in your present way of living, you will not abandon it. Discovery cannot come as long as you cling to the familiar. It is only when you realize fully the immense sorrow of your life and revolt against it that a way out can be found. Then the questioner says, I can now see that the secret of India's eternal life lies in these dimensions of existence, of which India was always the custodian. Sri Maharaj says, it is an open secret, and there are always people willing and ready to share it. Teachers, there are many fearless disciples, very few. Wow. That was a great, great sharing. I'm going to read his last comment again because I think there's a critical pause I might have missed. So Sri Maharaj is talking about this idea of eternal life. He says, it is an open secret. There are always people willing and ready to share it. He says, I'm going to rearrange it. He says, there are many fearless disciples, but teachers, very few. Which kind of captures the punctuation better. So he's saying that the opportunity to be free is always available. It's very much, it's kind of actually, I'm seeing now, perfect connection to the Finding Freedom Where You Are passage. He's saying that, you know, you express it in this daily sacrifice of desire and fear. You're constantly releasing. You're able to recognize that these desires and fears are of the mind only, which means they're only thoughts. And so in this way, you can go beyond them. You have all sorts of ideas about yourself. You know yourself through the mist of these ideas. So these ideas create your personal identity. But to know yourself as you are, give up all ideas. And he's saying you have to actually try this. You can't imagine the taste of water. You can only discover it by abandoning all flavors. As long as you are interested in your present way of living, you will not abandon it. Discovery cannot come as long as you cling to the familiar. So this is an invitation and an opportunity to really let go of all of these ideas and the identity that we've been holding so dear. It's a release from all of that, which we then experience this freedom from self-identification. And that way we are just being, we're just as we are. And that itself is true freedom. That's the freedom that you get when you recognize whatever you think is keeping you from being free and you release it. And in that moment, you're feeling the freedom that is actually your true nature. You see that it is only that which you're holding on to, the thought, the idea, the mind is creating this illusion of being trapped. And so when you release the ideas, when you release the thoughts, when you release the mind, which is only thought, you are free. But you have to try it. You have to really experiment, because these words don't mean anything if you are not confirming it through your own experience. If you abandon this present way of living, which is through this idea, that, you know, this mist of ideas and identity, if you abandon that for just a moment, release all of the stories and the personal identity and the thoughts and the fears, you recognize the freedom that you are. This is our great opportunity. And I think the message from this talk is to really release thoughts. Because when we release the thoughts, we recognize that we are free. And that is, of course, what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.